On air, online, on digital, and the ABC Listen app. You're with Leon Compton on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Great to have your company this morning, right around Tasmania, wherever it is you're listening. Let's talk about babies, though, and see what our obstetricians are dealing with. I mean, they are the people that will know better, based on the bookings for next year, whether there's been a COVID baby boom. We've been wondering for a long time. Hopefully the evidence is starting to come in. Dr. Lindsay Edwards is the Tasmanian State Committee Chair of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and an obstetrician in her own right. Dr. Lindsay Edwards, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
I'm hoping for the definitive answer. How busy are you for February and March of 2021 relative to the year or years previous?
To how we've previously been. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I was on it just a couple of weeks ago saying that, you know, demographers and economists are pointing towards there not being a baby boom and, if anything, a decline in the total birth rates in Australia and also throughout the world in the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But, you know, in Tassie, we sometimes like to buck the trend. And certainly my colleagues around town in private obstetrics have told me that their books are full for January right through till May. And if we look, you know, back 9 months from May, then we're probably seeing women who are about towards the end of their first trimester at the moment. So the usual time they would book in. In the clinics that I work in at the Royal Hobart Hospital, our midwifery group practice and our KIM, so our midwife-based models, are actually full for February through to March and April as well too. So perhaps we are seeing a slight increase.
Just a slight increase?
Just a slight increase.
How normal is it to be full on your books at this time of year for March through to February through to May deliveries?
Yeah, so I guess for the popular private obstetricians, I think if a family have used an obstetrician in the past that they might want to go back to, you know, the minute they're pregnant, they see their GP and then we'll get a referral. And so they book in earlier in private than what they do through the public system at the hospital. But it's not uncommon for us to see women kind of 12 to 16 weeks. And, you know, we have had a decline in the total birth rate over the last couple of years. The recent COPM report has been released showing that in 2018 there were, you know, around 5,500 births in Tasmania compared to the normal, you know, just under 6,000 that we normally see. So I wonder if our numbers are just going back up to what they have been in the past as opposed to an actual boom.
Mm-hmm. You obviously talk and, you know, as an obstetrician are involved in a little bit of the counsel and the chit-chat with your patients as they come to you and talk about the journey. How are they feeling about going through the journey of getting ready to have a child through COVID?
Yeah, so no doubt it's not been an easy time for families, you know, for a number of reasons. Certainly when we were into lockdown and, you know, the situation in the northwest of the state where they had a greater number of cases, you know, women weren't able to bring their partners to their appointments. They weren't able to bring them in for the ultrasounds, all those nice things that you would usually do and associate with pregnancy around the time of delivery. They could only have one support person instead of the usual two, and children and other visitors were restricted from coming to the hospital. So all of those things, you know, were very much a, you know, a change in the way that we usually offer our maternity care.
Is that changed now? Has that gone back
to a
much more sort of familiar experience of having, you know, other people in there for the birth, having people able to come visit with the birth of a newborn?
Yes. Yeah. So we're all still very mindful about social distancing and, you know, people encouraging to stay home and away from the hospital if they're not well. But women are now encouraged to bring at least, you know, one support person if they need to come to the hospital. And also with restrictions in labour, they've been lifted to two and children are allowed back on the wards on maternity.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Dr. Lindsay Edwards is our guest this morning, Tasmanian State Committee Chair of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. So let's be clear, Lindsay, in trying to understand what the headline is for this story for us. Is there a baby boom that's coming through the pipeline as a result of COVID?
I think it's a bit premature to talk about a baby boom. Certainly the figures around the country would say that, you know, we'll expect a further decline in births. But, you know, if we talk to our colleagues around Hobart, then they are seeing a slight increase in their numbers. It's nothing dramatic or catastrophic at this point by any means. And I think we have to think about it in relationship to what the birth rates have been doing up until now. I mean, last year, the total birth rate in Australia was at its all-time low at 1.74 per women. Last year's budget anticipated that the total fertility rate might increase, but actually the recent budget that's been released has shown a further decrease to 1.69, and it's anticipated to drop even further. So what that means for us here in Tassie, I think will remain to be seen. I think we'll have a clearer idea over the next 6 months to see if this trend does continue. But on the whole, yes, we have slightly increased numbers compared to the same time last year.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, in the northwest, we heard somebody suggesting there that there'd also been a significant number of bookings. You've spoken to your colleagues in the obstetricians there and spoken about what they're seeing.
Yeah, so the obstetricians and gynaecologists in the northwest coast are very busy. They've had a number of challenges this year. A change in their workforce, and that's had flow-on effects as well too, on top of the lockdown that they had and the, I guess, tighter restrictions around the time of the outbreak they had on the northwest coast back in March and April. So I know that they're under the pump up in the northwest, and you know there are some great colleagues of mine working up there, and they're particularly busy throughout this year.
But to be clear, we have the capacity in terms of obstetric services and birthing services in northern Tasmania, in northwestern Tasmania and in southern Tasmania,
yes,
to cope with the level of demand that you might be finding in the early middle part of next year.
Certainly in southern Tasmania, I mean, because I work here, I can speak probably more clearly about that. I feel that we will cope even with an increase in birth numbers. You know, it's not just obstetricians who deliver babies. Obviously, we have great midwives. There are public and privately funded, you know, midwifery-led models of care. So we have some great, you know, maybe 35 to 50% of our women coming through the Royal Hobart Hospital are cared predominantly for midwives and then just transferred across into the obstetric stream if complications arise. Obviously, women can choose to birth at home with independent midwives as well too, and there's a private obstetric group practices throughout town. So I think in Hobart, we are pretty well resourced. We would always cope with an increase in births because we would redirect, you know, the workforce more towards obstetrics rather than gynaecology. Now, that would obviously come at the expense of things like elective gynae operating, but there would be that capacity to kind of change the workflow. In the north and the northwest of the state, I mean, I think in the northwest of the state particularly, they're already kind of at capacity and relying on locum support, so you know, colleagues coming in from elsewhere. So that's an area of Tassie that could really do with some support. And I think in the north of the state too, around Launceston, they're pretty busy as well too.
It's an interesting field of medical practice when you're deciding on your specialisation. If you become a GP, you can be pretty sure that for the most part, you'll be working from 8:30 on Monday until 5 p.m. most days of the week. You have to have your phone with you 24/7. Maybe not 365, but the phone could literally ring mid-interview and you'll have to run out the door to go deliver a baby. Is that acting as a disincentive for people that might be choosing obstetrics as a career path in medicine in Tasmania?
Look, I think in the past it has been. You can't be too precious about sleep as an obstetrician. I work predominantly in the public system, so my on-call hours are very set. So I'm luckier than some of my colleagues who are working very hard out in private, who perhaps have more of an intrusion on their personal lives and are on call at all hours of the day and night. I think that, you know, gone is the day of the solo obstetrician who was on call 24/7 for his or her women and families. And to make it more sustainable, people are having small group practices so that they can share the load of being on call. We saw a bit of a downturn in, I guess, applicants towards the specialty maybe 5-10 years ago, but it's a really competitive field now to get into. And I was heartened just this week, we had interviews for junior doctors who are really interested in a career in obstetrics and gynaecology, and we had some great candidates to choose from. So I think the interest is there. It's a wonderful career. And so, you know, when you start, you do know, of course, it's not going to be Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. But there are so many benefits and other great things that are so rewarding about the specialty, though you tend to offset that with the lack of sleep.
And are we doing a good enough job making sure that we have Tasmanian doctors or doctors coming here from interstate and overseas that want to stay and work ideally in not just Hobart but in regional Tasmania and deliver their services? How are we going with that?
Yeah, so in terms of encouraging people to go out and work in, you know, rural and regional Tasmania, all of our trainees do have to rotate through the smaller hospitals, so even if they're based in Hobart, they're encouraged to spend time in Launceston and or Burnie. Obviously, if someone is from Tassie, they're more likely to come back and settle here. You know, I went to Melbourne for a few years and then came back to home to continue working. So I think just being mindful and being able to plan for the future and give our local graduates the opportunities that potentially arise is the way forward.
Great to have you in this morning. Thank you for that. A slight increase in the birth rate is the story that we'll go with, rather than perhaps a baby boom. Thank you for coming in this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
Dr. Lindsay Edwards, obstetrician on Mornings on your local ABC.